folks. How you doing today? It is Friday, September 17th of September 2021. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I'll be sitting today taking over from Elder Houston while she is taking a little personal time off to take care of some family business. So, again, I'll do the best I can. Now, I'm not Melody, but I'll do the best I can. But I will tell you, Melody's a lady that you want to deal with when it comes in kind of precious metals every time. I will promise you that because I talk to people that have dealt with her. Everyone loves her. But we'll get right into the program and get right into the precious metals. Gold and silver are having a tough time right now, folks, but you know it's going to turn around. It always does. It always does. But gold was down $1.20, $17.51.90. Silver was down 47 cents, $22.40. Platinum was up $7 to $9.33. Palladium was down 22 to 1942, and rhodium was up $700 to 11,900. Wow. You know, I don't know much about rhodium, for that matter, platinum either, but palladium. But it looks like rhodium may be something to invest in a long time ago, because it's certainly going up in value. And the 10-year yield day was up about 0.4%, 1.37. The Dow was down about 172, 34,578. The NASDAQ was down by 139, 1542. And S&P was down by 39 at 44,34. So, yeah, slight losses some places. And, you know, a few gains. The yen was up. The euro was down. So it's been kind of up and down. Just nothing really spectacular. Just part of the game that the markets play. And how this thing keeps playing out and going on and on is way beyond me. But, you know, the children that manipulate these figures, the people that control the money of the world, did become powerful and elite without being somewhat intelligent, at least in the ways of the world. And, you know, they've honed it to a skill. And they can play the people right on in for a long time and seeing before anybody realizes what's going on. And we'll share some more information about people saying this isn't going to last. And, folks, it can't last. It can't last because the whole world is struggling economically. That, as far as I know, every major nation, from UK to China to Russia, even and us, obviously, are struggling financially just to maintain. And actually, we're not maintaining. We're losing ground every day. And we're seeing more chaos come in the streets of the country over a lot of things, especially over the COVID. The great COVID hoax. Now, I'm not saying that the virus isn't real, but I don't know. They can't prove it because they never found it yet. They can never isolate it. So, I mean, how do you vaccinate against a virus? By the way, viruses cannot be vaccinated against because they change all the time. But how do you vaccinate against a virus when you don't have even isolated what it is? Well, obviously you don't. Obviously don't. But we'll get that more in a little bit maybe. I'm going to share with you maybe a phone call I got today from a gentleman I hadn't heard from for years, a doctor. So just, I'll try to remember to do that in a little bit. But back to some financial news. Iron ore futures stumble in worst week ever amid Evergrande meltdown. Iron ore prices have plunged at $100 per ton. It's its worst week ever as anxiety over China's Lehman moment, the collapse of Evergrande, the Chinese real estate company with $300 billion of debt and weighing on some base metal prices. Iron ore futures on the Singapore Exchange plummeted 21% this week as the Evergrande meltdown has hurt China's residential property market outlook. Evergrande's 2023 bonds overlaid on iron ore futures suggest metal traders are concerned the massive real estate company might fold. The stoppage of new residential buildings could hamper future demand. Folks, that's quite a drop. 21% in a week. Beijing has also pushed to rein in this country's massive steel industry by forcibly shutting down smelters to reduce carbon emissions ahead of next year's Winter Olympics. This week's slump makes iron ore the worst performing major commodity, and an outlier as aluminum soars to a 13-year high. Coal futures surge, natural gas prices are on a tear, and power prices are off the charts in some parts of the world. And folks, I can vouch for all this. Obviously, gas prices are going up. Coal, while I live in a state that produces coal, it made this state pay its bills with coal. So, yeah, okay, they're going up. And power prices are literally off the charts. Maybe yours hasn't happened, but over the last 2 or 3 years, my electricity bill has went up 3 times. Went up 3 times what it was. That's how much it went up. 2.5, 3 times every month. And see, no matter what I do or don't do, whatever, the price very, very seldom comes back down anywhere. Not even near where it was. And it's just getting tougher to keep that going. But what you can do, electricity's kind of become a habit for most of us, not all of us. I do know a few people who do not have electricity, and they are off the grid completely. And I say, good for them, more power to them. But I know with me, that'd be hard to do, and do a radio broadcast and run a radio ministry myself. So, yes, folks, that is going up. That, again, is called inflation. It makes no difference whether it's fuel or food or gasoline or whatever it is, any type of energy, no matter what it may be, clothing. Inflation is inflation. When the price goes up, that's called inflation. And normally it's not because of supply and demand, although it can be with shortage of workers right now, but normally it's just because the fiat dollar is dropping every day in value. That's one simple lesson that even I learned very quickly several years ago with the fiat currency. Why some people can't grasp that idea. But we do not have money in this country more. We do not pay our bills with money. We pay with credit cards, debit cards, and fiat currency. It is a curse. Scriptures put a curse on nations who deal in false weights and measures. It's a curse that we all live with now. And inflation is a curse of a fiat currency. And a government that doesn't know how to ever stop spending. Back to the Evergrande story, though. Enraged Evergrande investors go full pitchfork. Hold management hostages in company offices. Now, this is in China, mind you now. As the collapse of Evergrande reverberates throughout the Chinese economy, ticked off retail investors have gone from storming the company's headquarters to taking management hostage, according to the Straits Times, citing posts making the rounds on social media. What we now know so far, over 70,000 retail investors forked over vast sums of money, in some cases their entire life savings, after the country's second largest, too big to fail property developer, wooed them with promises of 10% annual returns. And while the company most likely is TBTF, these anxious retail investors may be in more of an alive situation than a Sullenberger landing when it comes to resolving this mess. After accumulating some 1.97 trillion won, or $410 billion in liabilities, the company, which became the country's largest high-yield dollar bond issuer, 16% of all outstanding notes, sparked protests cross-country early this week after announcing they were forced to delay payments on up to 40 billion won in wealth management products. As we noted earlier, Thursday, an effort to appease its angry and very soon poor stakeholders, the angry and very soon poor. Evergreen plans to let consumers and staff bid on discounted apartments this month as compensation for billions in overdue investment products, as the embattled developer seeks to preserve cash, according to people familiar with the matter. And while we believe Evergrande's chaotic freefall default poses such a catastrophic risk to the Chinese economy, a nightmare scenario echoed in the graphic detail by Bloomberg, that a rescue will materialize, enraged retail investors now squatting at the company's headquarters claim to be holding management hostages in their offices. Wow. You see, folks, we think that We're different than China in the way business is done, and people don't invest money over there. They're all equally poor, and no one makes any money. Well, that's not true. They have millionaires also and billionaires over there. Yes, the government's involved in a lot of businesses, but I have to tell you this, my friends. There's not one business in this country that I know of that doesn't have some kind of government involvement in it. I don't care if it's farming, health care, housing, government controls, and stipulations drive the price of all these things up really unbelievably. It caused inflation, so don't look at them and say, well, China's really in bad shape. Well, they are, I'm sure. But don't think for once that we're not in the same boat. Maybe we're still floating a little higher. But our ship of economics is going down just like all the rest of them. So we just want to accept the facts that America is no longer a bastion of free enterprise and good fair deals. America has lost that, just like all the nations, because of greed. I mean, this just happened from over longer than I've been alive. America become greedy because America had the liberty, the freedom to produce and make a profit. Nothing wrong with that at all. But greed usually destroys all these things. Paul Harvey used to say that excess of anything leads to its destruction. I thought that's very well put. It really is. The Fed is bailing out the wealthy as everyone else pays the price. Well, I think we already knew that. The Federal Reserve says that inequality is a problem. At the same time, the Fed also pretends to have nothing to do with it. Last September, for instance, Jerome Powell bemoaned the relative stagnation of income for people with lower incomes in the United States, but then claimed the Fed doesn't have the tools to address this issue. Instead, Powell, being the chairman of this ostensibly independent and non-political central bank, called for the federal government to engage in fiscal policy efforts at income redistribution. Of course, that's another word for socialism, folks. Get used to it. It's here. Powell, of course, is wrong, and he probably knows he's wrong. In any case, if the Fed were actually concerned about wealth and income inequality, the Fed would stop doing what it had been done over the past decade. It would end its ultra-low interest rate policy and quantitative easing. These policies have been at the center of the post-Great Recession economy, in which wealthy owners of stocks and real estate became ever more fabulously wealthy, even as ordinary people faced stagnating unemployment, low economic growth, and a rising cost of living. This only accelerated during the economic crisis of 2020, when endless Fed efforts to prop up the stock market meant that the financial market soared, and within the portfolios of the wealthy, even as unemployment rose to record levels. Even Jim Cramer could see what was happening and declared the Fed policy to be part of one of the greatest wealth transfers in history. Folks, do you think what happened last year, the virus has been planned way before 2020? You can go back at least 10 years and see Bill Gates on a picture cover of a newspaper called The Independent Sovereign, I believe it is, said we're going to depopulate the country through the world through vaccinations. But this was planned long before that. Do you not think that the wealthy and the elite knew how to take this so-called pandemic and fleece the people even more and make themselves even more wealthy? Do you think that that wasn't something that they already knew what they were doing? Of course they did. Of course they did. We've got to quit being so naive and thinking, well, nobody would ever do that to us. Folks, they did it already. They did it already. I mean, how many millions lost their jobs? How many hundreds of thousands of businesses went out of business with people that were making maybe a decent living at it? And how many are still with all, I guess, they're trying to find workers, and that's great. But how much did it cost the working people in this country, the middle class, and the even poor? This is our Rabobank. We live in a world without consequences where everyone is corrupt. Now, folks, that sounds awful. It does. And when I say everyone, of course, that's not every individual. It's generally they're doing the higher finances they're talking about. This is by Michael Every of Rabobank. I just copied off one paragraph here because I want to share what he says, and there's the details you can find for yourself if you want to find it. But it seems that those who are the most apt at making money are the ones who sometimes are the most unscrupulous. Unfortunately, that's true. Go back to Scripture's time, the money changers in the temple that Christ took a whip to and threw out. Unscrupulous, uncaring for the masses, wanting to line their own pockets, and don't worry about anybody else. Regular readers will know I am a cynic. Try writing a daily for over two decades, and not be. And events over the last 24 hours underline that fact. Indeed, you could call it a Salo Newsday, S-A-L-O, Salo Newsday, in reference to the controversial Italian film Salo, or the 120 Days of Sodom, a loose adaptation of the 1785 novel by Marquis de Sade. As Wikipedia puts it, the film explores themes of political corruption, consumerism, authoritarianism, nihilism, morality, capitalism, totalitarianism, sadism, sexuality, and fascism. In other words, a typical day at the work in the markets of 2021. Now, I'm not going to get all the details, but this is how, this is what this man is saying. He's seen in two decades of working, right, in a daily report. We live in a world without consequences, where everyone is corrupt. Again, that is not the common people. I believe most people that I work with anyway are very honorable people, decent people. But when you have people like Biden, Fauci, Harris, Trump, all of them walking, we'll say, on the dark side, at least to some extent, some more than others, and lying to the people, and no consequences. Have you seen consequences? Seen consequences over the election being stolen? Or the one who was just stolen in California? Have you seen consequences? I don't think so. Have you seen consequences for the vaccination companies like Pfizer and Moderna, who made billions off of this so-called virus, so-called vaccine, which is not a vaccine at all. It's not a vaccine at all. It is not a vaccine at all, folks. It's a DNA changer. And I'm going to share with you in a minute about what the doctor told me just a few minutes ago, about an hour ago. This is where we are. Please understand, folks, as long as the consequences don't follow the actions. We get caught in something, we're put in jail, we're fine, whatever. But the big guys just don't seem to be touchable, do they? Well, they don't, do they? I mean, when was the last time you heard someone going to jail? Other than Madoff, maybe he went to jail, but what something behind that scene, I'm sure, that most of us don't know about. But on a bigger scale, it seems the bigger they are, the more they get by with, and that's obviously true. So we needn't kid ourselves about the fact that we're going to see a huge change. Folks, financially, you're going to struggle more every day. And other ways, but financially, you'll be struggling more every day. No matter what they tell you, inflation's eating up more than you're bringing in, as far as percentage-wise, in gains and payroll. With food increases up 33% in a year, you're not gaining. You're not gaining. You're losing ground. At least most of us who live on a fixed income are. I mean, that's all I can say, and that's why I tell you why you still can, why you can still take a piece of paper and buy something of value, purchase some precious metals. You know, to buy a lot. Folks, I started out one silver dollar at a time. They were $3 a piece when I started. That's true. And I bought a silver round when I could find somewhere. Call Melody at 800-375-4188. Back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk TruthAndEducationRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, I am back. This is Pastor Butch Paul, Melody's co-host, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays normally, but she is gone for the, she's been gone since, I guess, Wednesday, so she'll be back behind the microphone Monday, and I'll do the best I can filling for her because Melody's a good friend of mine. I'll do everything in my power to help her as she would anyone that she knows. She's the same kind of lady, and she's that kind of lady, but call her up at 800-375-4188. I want to share a phone call I received, if you don't mind. We have a lady that answers the phone for us 4 days a week. Where I'm in the office on Thursdays to take phone calls, and the whole staff's here. But every other day of the week, Lisa answers our ministry line. And she texted me and said, James, I'm not going to give the last name right now. He may not want me to. Called, would like you to call him. So when I got home, I called James. And he answered the phone, Dr. James. And I hadn't seen the guy for years. I didn't know he was a doctor, obviously. But I spoke to him. I said, is this James? Yeah, this is Dr. James. And I said, this is Pastor Butch. He said, oh, my, I haven't talked to you forever. It's so good to hear from you. And to make a long story short as possible, he said, you're the one that led me back to Christ many years ago. And I lost track of you. I'm glad to get to talk to you again. And he shared with me some things he'd been doing in his private practice. Been doing his own testing on people who have gotten the vaccination. Now, I can't get all the details. I'm going to have him on our broadcast one night, hopefully the first part of next month, to discuss this in detail, what he's done. But he said, everyone who's got the vaccination, I can take a refrigerator magnet. It may take me a while to find the exact spot, but they don't tell me, and I don't ask them to. I'll go with that their arms or whatever with a magnet, and then it'll stick where the shot went in. He said every time it's worked for him. Every time. He explained a lot of other things that the shot has done to people when it's doing to people in real time. But he also said that he learned about the graphene oxide that's put into the vaccinations. And he didn't know exactly what that was. He looked it up and found out it is the hardest substance known to man. Yeah. And it can be magnetized, and it's a graphite. I mean, it can be, yeah. So he tried an experiment on that. He had patients in there who had been vaccinated. They'd come in the room, and he would talk to them, examine them. Nothing, he wouldn't be able to tell you nothing different necessarily, but he went out of the room and come back in with a cell phone. Laid the cell phone down, and the patient's arm started itching where they had been vaxxed. Then it started aching where they had been vaxxed. Then it started burning really bad where they had been vaxxed. He said the temperature on the spot where they had vaccination was up a whole degree compared to the rest of the body. Folks, this, I am not trying to scare anybody. I'm really not. But this is connecting you to 5G. Please, for your own sake, don't do these vaccines. I just told you what happened. This guy did his own personal testing, his own private doctor's office. And one day soon, I'll have him on a radio broadcast that I do at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and we'll discuss that in more detail with him. Now, back to some other news. Companies are getting rid of drug tests because they can't find enough workers. We hit that briefly the other day, but I'll just share it again. The global labor shortage is forcing companies like Amazon to stop punishing, now listen to me, stop punishing employees for recreational drug use. The global labor shortage is forcing companies like Amazon to stop punishing employees for recreational drug use. Employees around the world are having a hard time filling roles, and drug screenings make things even harder. In the midst of the global labor shortage, employers around the world are doing away with drug tests in a desperate bid to attract more job applicants, fill more roles, and retain more workers. A survey conducted by the staffing firm Manpower Group and released this week indicated that 9% of more than 45,000 employers worldwide were eliminating job screenings or drug tests as an incentive to attract and retain in-demand talent. That equates to some 4,050 employers from 43 countries who are willing to turn a blind eye to the workers' recreational use if it is means filling vacant spot positions. The global talent shortage shows no sign of slowing, with 69% of employers reporting difficulty filling roles, the survey reported in its executive summary. Overall, it added, the employment outlook is optimistic, particularly for employers that are prepared to adapt to a new world of work and offer incentives to attract and retain the talent they need. Folks, on top of the ones who lost their jobs with the coronavirus and then they got paid to stay home for a while, there are thousands, probably millions, I know many personally, who are willing to give up the job and not take the vax. And I marvel at that. I, for one, will never take that vax. But those are some of my family members are being threatened perhaps with the job if they don't take the vax. Now, I do have a group of people that I've supported for years called Liberty Council, who for free will take your case and win it that you do not lose your job because it's illegal for anyone to try to force you to take an experimental vaccine in your arm, or an experimental health test of any kind. It's your body. But for free, they'll take it. Liberty Council, look it up. Liberty Council, check it out. If you have that trouble right now, look it up. But that's not, just think of the shortages of professionals in hospitals, in clinics, in schools. Think about that. My producer from our radio show, Phil Hudock, has talked for years and he was still substituting. But he will not substitute this year because he said, I'm not wearing a mask, I'm not taking the vaccine, so I'm not going back to teaching anymore. And they're running out, they don't have enough substitute teachers. Folks, this is serious. It's going to get worse. Thousands of illegal immigrants amassed under a bridge in Texas. This is at Del Rio, Texas. Thousands of illegal immigrants, mostly from Haiti, are congregating under an international bridge in Texas while they wait to be processed by Border Patrol. The illegal immigrants are spread out over a dirt lot strewn with litter, many sitting on lying on blankets, others stand chatting with companions. Some 9,000 illegal immigrants, including Haitian, Cuban, and Venezuelan nationals, are in the area. Valverde County Sheriff Joe Frank Martin has confirmed at 3:45 p.m. 500 more had arrived within the previous half hour as the sheriff and the mayor of Del Rio, Texas, had a press conference near the bridge almost within sight of the Rio Grande, which serves as international border with Mexico. So, what do you do, folks, with 9,000-10,000 people living on the bridge? Who feeds them? Who makes sure they have water? I'm sure they can't. Who ends up paying for this mess? And again, I am all for legal immigration. I have no, although I think it should be quotas on certain people, I have no doubt because we just handle so many. But none of that, legal immigration, people who are willing to work and produce for the country and live within our society with a moral code that we would all like to believe that everyone should live by. But when they come in illegally, come in at our expense and stay here at our expense, that bothers me. It does. It bothers me. I can't help it. People say, well, you're selfish. No, I don't think I'm selfish. I think I'm down to the point of realizing my children are going to pay for my stupidity over the years for not taking a stand a long time ago. My children, and next month, my great-grandson, Jackson, will be coming into this world. What is my generation leaving him? See, we don't think about posterity sometimes. We think about ourselves and how this is tough on us. We're having a hard time paying the bills. Yes, we are. But if something isn't done to turn it around, what's going to be for our children? We are basically a selfish people. That's what human nature is. It's basically selfish. So they all say me and forget everybody else. But thank God everybody's not that way. Thank God our Savior Jesus Christ wasn't that way. Because he prayed, Lord, if it's possible, Father, if it's possible, I don't want to do this. But he said, nevertheless, thy will be done, not mine. So, but this is what I'm saying. We have become so accustomed of taking care of, number one, We've forgotten about our children. Sad, isn't it? Now, give you an idea of how crippled our government is because of the people that we put in office. Now, you say, I didn't vote for Biden. I didn't either. I didn't vote for either one of them. I voted independent. Nonetheless, these people, by hook or crook, are in office, and they are the ones who make decisions that affect every one of us and our children and grandchildren. Democrat insanity peaks as Biden shutters pipelines, then is baffled when gas prices rise. The fact that Democrats just can't seem to grasp the basic laws of economics is both a tragedy for the nation and wonderful fodder if you run a podcast and a blog that capitalizes on pointing out hypocrisy, ignorance, and idiocy. The latest installment in the Keynesians' futility attempting to understand such complex topics as supply and demand comes from the Biden administration, who, like the witless dog chasing its own tail, has helped create the problem of high oil prices and now can't seem to figure out where to place the blame. The confusion about why gas prices are so high might be warranted if Democrats hadn't made a cornerstone of the political identity as an incessant railing and bastardization of the oil and gas industry at almost every opportunity they get. Meanwhile, most Democrats can still be found driving around in their gas-powered vehicles, flying first-class in gas-powered jets, and using plastic made from petroleum on a daily basis. Which reminds me, have you ordered your custom AOC for President reusable Starbucks cup yet? Folks, they actually got a Starbucks cup. It's AOC for President Starbucks cup. I'm not making it up. It's a picture of it. But it goes, why did I even say that? That makes me sick of my stomach. But it goes from an example of just ignorance to the definition of lobotomized insanity as one sits and watches the Biden administration literally weeks after vowing to end drilling come out wondering why the prices of gas is rising. This headline was just a couple weeks ago, September 16, Biden looking into why gasoline prices at the pump are so high. And this was one was back in August, Democrats want to add new drilling bans to Biden's $33.5 trillion infrastructure bill. They wanted to add to the bill, folks, new drilling bans. And another headline, Biden suspects oil and gas leasing in slew of the executive orders on climate change. So he suspends oil and gas leasing. He suspends it. Okay, right, how you going to get it? And another one, this Keystone XL pipeline halt is Biden revoked permit. Of course, that's been some months ago. That's been 8-9 months ago. But the point of it is, he's cut off the supply. And people wonder why the prices go up. Biden, surely they're not that ignorant, but maybe they are, wonder why the prices go up. Well, again, why you and I, that are paying our bills every day, trying to keep our thing head above water, so to speak, are having a hard time treading the water because the water keeps getting swifter, deeper, and that we can't touch the ground anymore. Makes you kind of wonder, doesn't it? Do you think that there could be what you heard the old saying about the New World Order, out of chaos order? Do you think that with the vaccinations that's dividing people, causing friends to split up, and literally, I'll share it in a minute, I think I have it here, fights at restaurants? Do you believe that this could be causing chaos so they could have the New World Order? Do you think it's possible? Folks, it's not only possible, it's real. It's real. Years ago, I guess back in the 60s, there was a show on TV that I really enjoyed as just a young boy, in my teens, called Get Smart. The guy's name was Smart, and the bad guys are always trying to kill him, so it's entitled Get Smart. Some of y'all may remember it. Do you remember the names of the organizations they worked for? The bad guys had an organization, and the good guys had an organization. Do you remember the names of the organizations? Let this sink in a minute, because this wasn't coincidence. The bad guys' names organization was called Chaos. The good guys were called Order. Think about it. Out of Chaos, Order. These are not coincidences. I mean, somebody had a clue somewhere, or they wouldn't come up with the name Chaos and Order. You know that, and I know that. That's really not hard to understand. This article here by Conrad Black, none of this can go on much longer. there's been considerable discussion in the past couple of months about the rate of inflation in the United States. And polls now show that 85% of Americans are concerned about inflation. This is a demonstration, once again, of the wisdom of the average person. Folks, if you're living today and you don't have a fixed income or just working a regular job, you're concerned about inflation. I know I am. My wife is. She buys a grocery. States, and to a lesser degree, into West Germany, is being subjected to a variety of threats and disappointments, and there's an aversion to additional negative developments that could be looming. It would be comforting if we heard anything from the Secretary of Treasury or the Chairman of the Federal Reserve about the current operation of a gigantic financial bubble over the United States. In the past year, the United States has had a money supply increase of 25%, an unprecedented event. What was originally billed as slight and self-correcting inflation increases are now gathering into a continuing and growing storm cloud, only thinly disguised by the unrepresentative composition of the official consumer price index. Year over year, hourly pay scales have risen by 7.5%. New cars cost 10% more. Used cars and new homes are 20% higher. And rental accommodations 12% higher. These increases all fall short of the money supply increase, and they all appear to be stoking up rather than settling down. Hey, what can I say? Car prices, new ones up 10%, used 20%, and rentals up, and food's up, and electricity's up. I wouldn't call that inflation. And I would say that it probably affects a lot of people. They do think about it because they got to get to work. They got to have fuel. They got to buy groceries. They got to keep a roof over their head. They have children to feed. They have health insurance to worry about. They have bills to pay. Yeah, I think inflation concerns all of us. But it is, again, something that the wealthy are cleaning up right now through all this. I'm saying the elite that no doubt more than once, are cleaning up. The market's still going great guns. They are investing into it. They know where to put it to clean up in that. While most people wait for the next check show up from Social Security or the next paycheck because they can't live another week or two without it. Sad, isn't it? It's really sad. But it doesn't change the fact, folks, that's really happening. I wish it did. I wish there's something I could say that would say, gee, this is all going to go away. But it's not. It's not going to go away. And I think that probably, and I'm not prophesying anything here, but I think probably the next couple of months we're going to see huge, huge things happen that we never dreamed happened before. I do believe that. And it's going to be a lot of called by the vaxxed and non-vaxxed causing division and problems. So back at the break, the final statement, don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, down to the final segment again, and I hope you will take time to call Melody next week and talk to her and ask what you can do. Believe me, folks, I am trying desperately to myself to order some more medals. I haven't had that extra cash to do it, but I'm working hard to do that. I don't ask you to do something that I haven't done because I believe what I'm doing is right. 800-375-4188. Call and get whatever you can. Please, because the paper will go away. This next article is entitled, Sorry, AOC, the rich already pay their fair share. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez donned an elegant gown with the slogan, Tax the Rich, painted on the back of the Met Gala in New York. Now, folks, listen to this. You can see this online. A gown, a white gown, a strapless gown, and on the back, big letters, tax the rich. And you see her bending over and showing her hind end where it says rich. All right, check it out. It says she showed up at this Met Gala in New York where guests selected by Vogue's Anna Wintour ponied up $35,000 a pop for tickets. This poor, poor misguided soul, and I mean misguided spiritually, mentally, every other way, can afford to buy a $35,000 ticket to attend a gala. When a lot of people I know personally don't make $35,000 a year. And she wants to tax the rich. The scene was reminiscent of Tom Wolfe's Radical Chick, though rather than being guests of the well-heeled in Park Avenue duplexes, today's revolutionaries own luxury condos and drive around in government-subsidized electric cars and most Americans can never afford. What really amazes me, and I'm saying maybe the elections were rigged, but how in the heck did they people get elected? They're so cotton-picking ignorant of the truth, and I can name names by the dozens, but they stay in office and drag this country further into the slime pit of hell. And no one seems to really care much about it. My first question, though, is who doesn't want to tax the rich? Judging from my social media feed, there seems to be a growing segment of people under this impression that the wealthy pay little or nothing in taxes. When you ask Americans if they support a wealth tax, a majority support the idea. One recent poll found that 80% of voters were annoyed that corporations and the wealthy don't pay their fair share. Polls really ask these people what a fair share looks like. Is a quarter of someone's earnings enough? A third? Because the rich have been shouldering an increasingly larger share of the cost of government, the United States already has one of the most progressive tax systems in the free world. And boy, that's a joke. Free world. Ha ha. Those who make over $207,350 a year now pay 35% income tax. Those who make over $518,400 or more pay 37% income tax. Now, let me make a point here. I'm sure they do. I'm sure that's very true. But if most of them own businesses, they don't go, that isn't really a loss to them. They just write it off and pass the cost on down. But they do pay. Hey, don't throw stones at them. You do the same thing. Oh, yes, you do. You try to write off all you can, save money. That's what they're doing. You're just on a higher scale. You know, I don't want to pay them either. But the next statement says, at some point, taxation should be considered theft. I'll say whether it's 1% or 30%, it's still theft. The 16th Amendment never was ratified. It's not legal, not lawful. And it's not only unconstitutional, it's immoral to take somebody's earnings and do something with it that he doesn't believe in. property taxes the same way. You don't pay them, they take you home. It goes to support the school system that I do not believe in. I would not put my child in public school. I wouldn't do it. I didn't do it when they were home, and I won't do it now. So it is theft.
He said, well, they passed the law.
Folks, any law that's contrary to the law of God as far as taking excess taxation from people is immoral and should not be obeyed. But nonetheless, that's the point I want to make. So, what point does he say do you consider theft? Well, you tell me. 10%, 15%, 50%. When you say, well, that's just too much, we're not going to do that. I guess the answer would be never. We never have anyway, have we? Approximately 70 people die from COVID vaccines every day in America. That's from the VAERS, various data, Vaccine Adverse Events Recording System. And this is on, and I don't necessarily trust VAERS, but anyway, the VAERS is exploding with vaccine injuries at a rate never seen before. The number of injuries and the deaths from these vaccines is so immense, all prior vaccine injury data over the past two decades pales in comparison to the carnage observed in 2021. The government's passive vaccine injury surveillance system has logged over 675,000 adverse reactions from the vaccines in just eight short months. If these medical issues were divvied up among the roughly 17,000 hospitals, there would have been 40 COVID vaccine injuries for every hospital in the nation. Over the past 47 days of reporting, there have also been 3,206 deaths reported to VAERS. Now, folks, that's over the last 47 days that they admit to. This is equivalent to 70 deaths per day, sacrificial routine, a medical malpractice, and wrongful death must be stopped. Is any wonder people are getting mad? And I don't necessarily trust VAERS. It's a government entity, so to speak. I don't necessarily trust them. But even if they're telling a number that's lower than it should be, almost 3,300 deaths in the last 47 days is quite a few deaths, isn't it? To be taken for a vaccine that's perfectly safe and will save you from getting COVID. Wow. Now, as far as the save from getting COVID idea is, 80% of Israel is vaccinated. 80%. Health Ministry Chief says coronavirus spread reaching record highs. How? As over 10,000 new cases are diagnosed, Nachman Aish tells lawmakers he had hoped recent downward trend would continue. Health Minister Director General Nachman Aish attends a press conference. You could talk to show a picture of me sitting here. Health Ministry Director General Aish said Tuesday that the current wave of coronavirus passing anything seen in the previous outbreaks, and that he is disappointed that a recent downward trend appeared to be reversing. Aish remarks via video call to the Knesset Constitution Law and Justice Committee that came as Health Ministry's figures show that 10,000 new COVID cases were diagnosed the day before and that the positive test rate was climbing. Pointing out there is an average of 8,000 new infections each day, with occasional peaks over 10,000, he said, "This is a record that did not exist in previous waves, including a massive third wave at the end of the last year." Okay, 80% in Israel have been vaccinated. Record infections. Oh, I know what it is. It's a 20% that weren't vaccinated to cause it. They're the ones spreading disease, right? And all those, it always amazed me, those who are vaccinated against the disease, so they can't get it, supposedly, are afraid of those who have not been vaccinated. Why? They're safe. They can't get the disease because of the ones that are vaccinated, if they have it. The people are vaccinated against it, so they can't suffer from this. So why are they mad at those who didn't get vaxxed? I can tell you something, folks. I want to tell you this. You remember that I told you this. This September 17th, 2021. Over the next 6 months, couple years, millions of people are going to start dying from this vaccine. You talk about anger in the streets. When they figure out what happened, you talk about anger in the streets. You talk about disruption in services. When people are dying who do the jobs by the millions, who's going to take the place? When they start rioting and tearing things down because they're angry, and they will. Who's going to take the play? What's going to happen? Just remember I told you this. And let's look 6 months from now to 2 years from now and see what happens. And worldwide, we'll probably see a death of a billion or two. At least. I do believe they're the ones said. So just mark my words that I said this, and the old hillbilly preacher told you that, and we'll see what happens. The FDA panel rejects plan to administer Pfizer's COVID booster doses to a general public. An influential Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee on Friday resoundingly rejected a plan to administer booster shots of Pfizer and BioNTech COVID-19 vaccines due to the general public saying they needed more data. The panel, however, could still clear the shots for older populations. Scientists continue debating the need for a third dose of vaccines for older populations after initial vote, leaving open the possibility of other votes. Now, folks, I will tell you this. FDA never fully approved Pfizer. I know what the news said. They never approved it. They approved it for emergency use only. Well, now they want to get another booster shot. They don't want to approve it just yet. Although, old people like me, who never had a shot yet, may have to go get another shot just in case. You figure it out. I don't know. Caught on video. Carmine's hostess attacked after asking tourists for proof of vaccination. Folks, this is coming into violence. You mark my words. Police say a group of tourists from Texas attacked the hostess at a popular New York City restaurant after they were asked to show proof of vaccination. It happened Thursday evening at Carmine's on the Upper West Side. Now three women are facing charges. As CBS2's Natalie Drudridge reports, this is exactly what some restaurant owners feared when the enforcement of the city's vaccine mandate took effect Monday. Staff expected to face pushback and hostility from unvaccinated customers, but not a full-blown assault like this. Cell phone video shows several women involved in a scuffle that almost knocks over the hostess, both a booth in a Broadway and West 90th Street. The NYPD said the 24-year-old hostess was punched, slapped, and pushed after she asked the group for proof of vaccination and new city policy to dine indoors. This turned into a mess, and from there it's inexcusable. It's ridiculous, Carmine's owner Jeff Banks told Dudridge. Carmine's owner said the 24-year-old hostess just started working there weeks ago. Our employees, thankfully, is safe. Right now, she's extremely shook up, Banks said. Two other people had minor issues. I saw the scratches on her neck, a chef added. Two other people who stepped in to help were also hurt in the brawl. A physical fight with a person who's doing the job is not okay, one person in the neighborhood said. I'm into protecting yourself from somebody attacking you, but definitely not into violence, said another person in the neighborhood. Police said three women from Texas, 44-year-old and 21-year-old daughter were taken to custody, given desk appearance tickets, and released. This is going to increase, my friends. This type of violence is not going to go away. It's going to increase. That's what they want to happen. Out of chaos order, it's going to increase. You better get some things lined pretty quick. 24 states threaten legal action over Biden's vaccine mandate. I think we're one of them. States are not going to do this. They said we're not going to allow this, not to have anything against taking a vaccine, but you can't force it on people. Really, that's very true. And they're working now, seems silly, but they're really doing it. Vaccines in your salad. Scientists growing medicine field plans to replace injections. Vaccinations can be controversial subject for many people, especially when it comes to injections. So what if you could replace your next shot with a salad instead? Researchers at the University of California, Riverside are working on a way to grow edible plants that carry the same medication as the mRNA vaccine. Folks, you're going to get it through your food if you ain't careful. A DNA-altering item that will change who you are as a unique individual. The COVID-19 vaccine is one of the many inoculations which use the messenger RNA technology to defeat viruses. They work by teaching cells from the immune system to recognize an attack, a certain infectious disease. Unfortunately, mRNA vaccines have to stay in cold storage. So anyway, going through there. So they were getting a $500,000 grant from the National Science Foundation to grow plants that will put the same DNA-changing material in you when you eat a salad or a vegetable. Do you see everything that's been polluted? Can you see what's coming down to? You go to the store, you buy groceries, you're not going to know whether it's in there or not. So you're going to eat it. And you start wondering why you're not feeling well. As thousands and thousands of people have. Oh, it may not work quite as quickly. Maybe it's not as concentrated. But it's still the same results. That should concern all of us. It really should. And folks, again, pray, think. I know thinking is almost a lost art. But think and weigh the evidence and prepare yourself and your families as you should. Water filters, and we offer Berkey water filters through our ministry. Storable food, some real money. Yes, guns and ammo. I know that's awful to say that. But I will tell you right now, this is my opinion. If you live in an apartment full of people in downtown New York, anywhere else, you could be in a world of hurt when it comes to taking care of yourself. I don't know what to say other than prepare yourself as best you can. Because this nation is collapsing as we speak. It started collapsing morally a long time ago. And that moral collapse is taking with it every other aspect of society, including finances. Believe me, folks, God is not mocked. What we sow, we reap. And I'll just share with you today some stories I thought were interesting and important. You do as you like, but try to make a wise decision. 800-375-4188. I'll see you Monday, back with Melody. Y'all have a great weekend. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.